And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Kiro, Pigeon, Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. And by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor, Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. Their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. In Huron County District Court, Mary Grace Denise Monroe was arraigned before Judge Ferris on a felony charge. Monroe is accused of possessing a firearm as a prohibited person on or about May 6th of 2026. This offense carries a potential penalty of up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. A probable cause conference is scheduled for June 15th, 2026 at 2:30 p.m. with a preliminary examination set for June 23rd, 2026 at 9 a.m. Attorney Jessica Risky has been appointed as counsel for Monroe. During the bond proceedings, the prosecution noted Monroe is currently on Department of Corrections probation and opposed a personal recognizance bond. Defense attorney Tammy Salins requested a personal recognizance bond, citing Monroe's 5 years of employment at Amazon, a recent promotion, and a two-month-old child. Judge Ferris set bond at $3,500 personal recognizance. Conditions include standard terms and adherence to all Department of Corrections probation requirements. In Huron County District Court as well, Landon Daniel Smith was arraigned on charge of reckless driving. The alleged offense occurred on May 30th of 2026. Smith entered a plea of not guilty to the misdemeanor, which carries potential penalties of up to 93 days in jail, a $500 fine, and license sanctions. Attorney Dallas Rooney represented Smith for the arraignment, with Martin Przondek appointed as counsel for subsequent proceedings. A $3,500 personal recognizance bond was set, requiring no immediate payment but mandating compliance with standard conditions, including no further criminal law violations. Prosecution is required to provide a plea offer by June 22nd, 2026, which is also the deadline for discovery and witness list. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 9th, 2026. We'll be right back with your obituaries after this message from Thumb Cellular, and after that, we'll be back after a message from Morel Equipment.
New free phones have arrived at Thumb Cellular. That's right, whether you're an Apple or Android user, there's a free phone for you at Thumb Cellular. The iPhone 17e and the Galaxy A17 have arrived. Totally yours, totally free. Can it get any better? Yes, it can. When you switch to Thumb Cellular or activate a new line, you'll also get a free month of service, giving you even more value right from day one. Thumb Cellular has friendly local service you can count on. Plus, you'll save even more with Thumb Cellular's straightforward unlimited plans, offering options for every budget and need. With a 45-day satisfaction guarantee, you can make the switch with confidence. A better network, a better value, and a better way to stay connected. But don't wait. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through June 30th, 2026. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb for 35 years.
And we have no obituaries to report at this time.
Are you looking to upgrade your tractor this year? Or are you ready to add a compact tractor to your estate? Make sure you check out your LS Tractor headquarters at Morel Equipment at the north end of Bad Axe. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS Tractors deliver the power, reliability, and efficiency you need, all for less money than the other brands. Come see why LS Tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower, LS Compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors have industry-leading warranties and low-rate financing for qualified buyers. You owe it to yourself to check out the complete line of LS tractors at Morrell Equipment on the north end of Bad Axe.
This is Kevin Morrell. Come see our LS tractor lineup and take a test drive. Morrell Equipment is located just north of the Meyer gas station on North M53 in Bad Axe. LS Tractor. Start blue, stay blue. Also, come check out our Bad Boy zero-turn mowers starting as low as $34.99 and our new custom golf carts, over 60 in stock, starting as low as $52.50 at Morrell Equipment in Bad Axe.
And we are back with your national and international news. The Food and Drug Administration has fast-tracked approval for a novel therapeutic drug designed to slow the progression of early-stage Alzheimer's disease. Clinical trials revealed that the synthetic peptide effectively targets and dissolves cognitive amyloid plaques without the severe neurological side effects associated with previous generations of treatment. Medical centers across the country are scrambling to establish patient screen protocols to identify eligible candidates for treatment. Health advocates are praising the regulatory speed, though policy analysts note that the drug's premium price tag will spark intense debates over long-term insurance and Medicare coverage limits. And an escalating feud between three western states over dwindling water allocations from the Colorado River Basin has been forced into federal mediation by the Department of the Interior. Decades of overallocation and changing climate patterns have reduced reservoir levels to historic lows, triggering mandatory usage cuts that states cannot agree how to distribute. Agricultural districts are demanding protection for legacy irrigation rights, while rapidly expanding urban centers argue that drinking water access must take legal priority. The federal mediator has given state water boards 60 days to draft a compromise sharing framework before the government steps in with mandatory federal reductions. And a joint team of international archaeologists working in Central Asia has discovered a sprawling, remarkably preserved urban complex dating back over 2,000 years along an abandoned branch of the ancient Silk Road. Utilizing advanced satellite imagery and ground-penetrating radar, researchers mapped out defensive walls, a massive marketplace, and multicultural residential quarters. Excavated artifacts indicate the forgotten city served as a vibrant diplomatic and commercial melting pot where Eastern and Western cultures intermingled daily. Historians state the discovery will rewrite current understandings of trans-Eurasian trade networks, revealing that regional connectivity was far more advanced and urbanized than previously assumed. New Zealand's parliament has passed a regulatory law that mandates all major technology companies operating within the country must provide complete public transparency regarding the algorithms driving content curation and automated decision-making. The law requires companies to allow independent audits of their source code to screen for systematic bias, misinformation loops, and addictive design patterns. Technology sector trade groups have expressed deep reservations, arguing that exposing proprietary source code could compromise intellectual property rights and expose platforms to cybersecurity vulnerabilities. However, consumer protection advocates are hailing the legislation as a vital safeguard for digital democracy, predicting it will serve as a regulatory template for other democratic nations. And that's been your news for this hour. However, you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.